I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Morning Fuck, written and read by Cheryl Blue. My eyes pinged open, and in that very moment, I knew I wanted him. As he snoozed beside me, I let my hand gently stroke at his face until he stirred. I leaned over and whispered in his ear, "I want you to fuck me." His eyes shot open as if a switch had been flicked on in his head. Perhaps it had. Maybe he had been dreaming about fucking. Maybe me waking him for a shag was an extension of an already super sexy dream. Who knows? Who cares? I didn't, to be honest. All I was concerned with was getting his hot and throbbing pipe of pleasure deep inside my aching gash. Still half fighting his way out of sleep, he shuffled out of his boxer shorts. He was semi-erect. I wasn't sure if it was just a morning glory situation or if my waking of him had caused his arousal. Again, I didn't care. I just longed for him. Without hesitation, I moved down the bed until my face was level with his meat. I let my mouth engulf him. No hands. I gently sucked on the tip, and as he began to harden even more, I introduced one hand into the equation. I tenderly jerked him off as I slobbered all over his dick. I could tell he was awake now because his hips flexed every so often. That was his non-verbal way of telling me he liked the motion and to do more of it. I was happy to oblige. In my head, I was prepping my fuck stick, getting it as hard as possible so when I was ready to slide down on it, it would fill me up completely. He always did. His size was magnificent. The perfect fit for me. Snug and slightly uncomfortable, but after a while, just what I needed to satisfy me. After much sucking, the fizz of his pre-cum tickled my tongue. Slightly salty, but not overwhelmingly so. I let my hands drop in between my legs. I was wet. Very wet. As I continued to slurp at him, I stroked my hungering clit. I was instantly treated to currents of pleasure running from where my fingers played through to the pit of my tummy. It was so good. Every now and again, his leg that lay closest to me stiffened. This kind of deep throat had the potential to bring things to an end quite quickly, so it wasn't long before I lifted my mouth off him. As I moved back, a thin, sticky streak of my saliva mixed with his fluid formed between us. It pinged off and fell across my chin. I lapped it up. I adored the taste of him. As my tongue savoured his flavour, I clambered onto him. My knees locked against his from the outside, and I positioned myself above his beautifully demanding erection. I slowly lowered myself down, and as my wetness met the tip of him, we both groaned. I was soaking. His hands moved up towards my bum and encouraged me to take him in more. As he slid in deeper, the sexually charged friction I had been longing for was immediate. Me being on top always allowed his cock to hit my spot. I rocked on him with eagerness and precision. I was chasing this electric feeling. I was high off it. His hands were now placed firmly on my waist. His fingers dug in just slightly. That was for grip, but the extra sensation was welcomed. I continued to ride his dick until the spark of orgasm was lit. I didn't have it in me to change position and prolong our fucking session. I wanted to be taken to giddy heights as soon as possible. I yearned for it. It's what I desired. From the moment I had woken up, the need was there, and now I was merely moments from it. He knew me so well, and thus could sense the arrival of my climax was close. He helped me along hugely when he began to thrust his waist with every dip I made. The rhythm created a feeling of a double dose of dick. That was enough to tip me over. I fell completely. I shuddered into an almighty orgasm. My wetness flooded his lap and my cervical spasms erupted like fireworks. I wilted as I gave in to the buzz. He took full advantage of my sopping wet, open snatch and continued to pump until he brought himself to the brink. Within just a few more thrusts, the deep groan that made its way up from the pit of his stomach let me know he had arrived too. I've been Cheryl Blue, and if you've enjoyed this, please check out more of my work at tintedblue.com and visit girlonthenet.com/audioporn for more sexy stories read aloud.